This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And me, Johnson.
And Brian.
Yep, Mark is out tonight. Johnson is joining us. Johnson, thank you for crashing the party. Although it wasn't really crashing because we were kind of forewarned that you were coming over.
That I was going to just come in like a rhino.
It was more like a pleasant surprise. 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you want to talk to us tonight, or you can call on Skype at lrn.fm. And, well, I guess we'll just get right back into the calls as we kick off the second hour of tonight's show. We were talking with Jim in the last hour, and Jim, thank you for holding. Jim, you said that you were kind of upset about dual citizens, specifically U.S.-Israeli dual citizens that were in the U.S. government, and thought that you didn't think that dual citizens should be able to serve in the U.S. government or be in it. Is that right?
Well, I do. What about you?
Well, we actually did some research on this during the break. I'll reserve my opinion for after this. But, Johnson, what did you dig up while we were on
break? I found ZionistJewFedReserve.com. Which
what the hell?
It has the scoop, apparently, on this issue. I also found that apparently there's also another, there's a list of some folks who are in government who have this dual citizenship with Israel and the United States that are currently serving in the government. And he's correct. There are quite a few current politicians who do have this dual citizenship.
Israel is one of the dual citizenships that you can get by just being Jewish, right?
Well, if you're American, to get an Israeli citizenship, you can, you can apply for Aliyah, which mm-hmm. is the law of return,
yep.
and you can get citizenship with Israel. The other way around isn't so easy. In fact, there's been a real issue with that recently, to where a lot of Israelis coming into America can't get visas. And I mean, there's a whole slew of issues with that. Yeah.
But I mean, it seems to me like there are probably a lot of people in the government, Jim, like Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney and George W. Bush especially come to mind, and Condoleezza Rice, that did these policies that are very pro-Israel, like all the neocons, essentially. But as far as I know, they were all evangelical Christians, and none of them had dual citizenship with Israel. So,
that's bad, isn't it?
Someone could have an allegiance to Israel without having dual citizenship.
Oh yeah, yeah. They know who writes the checks. You know, I mean, controls the purse strings.
Who writes the checks?
Elected. So it's just a matter of. Yeah, who do they represent?
So, Jim, I'm curious. Jim, is this like the idea, and I'm asking seriously, I mean, is this the idea that Israel is kind of controlling American foreign policy? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Well, yeah, AIPAC is the most powerful lobby in Washington. And, these politicians are fawning all over each other to get the blessing of these Israelis. And, when a Jew goes to synagogue, they sing the Israeli national anthem to begin their service, and how can they possibly represent the best interest of the American people when they sing the national anthem of the country?
Well, Jim, here's a problem I have with that idea that somehow Israel is really calling a lot of the shots. And the problem is Jonathan Pollard. Do you know Jonathan Pollard? Have you heard his story?
Oh, sure. Yeah. He's one of the worst spies that's ever betrayed the United States. Sure. And,
He was working for Israel. Netanyahu has consistently asked for him to be released because he's been in jail. He's been in prison for almost 30 years now. The U.S. just won't let this guy go. Now, if Israel's calling the shots and Netanyahu's saying, hey, let this guy come to Israel, How does that gel? How does that make sense?
Well, apparently they're not completely in control, thank God. You know, we still have some patriotic politicians there that are holding back, especially, I think, in the FBI. You know, there's a lot of opposition to the Israeli power structure coming out of the FBI, from what I understand. You know, I mean, if Jonathan Pollard was...
Yeah, I don't really like what the government does in general. I mean, yeah, even the ones that just have American citizenship, I mean, I'm not really thrilled with any politician. No, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I just, you know, I don't think anyone has really my best interest in mind when we're talking about the government.
Yeah, I don't think it goes either way, because also in Israel, now, I mean, I'm ethnically Jewish, I visited Tel Aviv, there's quite a group of people there that, and some of them hold pretty high office in the Knesset, they don't want U.S. involvement in Israel.
This is actually quite a coincidence. You guys are both formerly Jews, and I'm actually formerly a lizard, so we have all our bases covered.
So, when did you renounce your lizardship?
It was a few years back, and, you know, so we really have the former lizard Jew conspiracy covered here.
Yeah, well, you know, Uncle Sam, I understand Israel has like a $25 or $30 billion budget surplus, you know, but we're still sending them hundreds of millions and billions of dollars a year, and they have a budget surplus.
Right, but let me. What the point I was trying to make is that most Israelis don't want that money that the U.S. is sending over, because they know how bad it makes them look. They know how much it makes the powder keg that is the Middle East get closer to exploding. They don't want the U.S. involvement there, and so it's,
I don't think any of us.
No, right. So the point I'm getting at is that it's governments en masse, regardless of what country they're in, that is causing any of the issues that we're talking about, regardless of influence. It is the fact that government exists, that the monopoly on force exists, that any of these problems can even occur. So I mean, how do you feel about that, Jim?
I agree. You know,
cool.
It's
all right,
well, systems that make it work. Yeah. In my opinion.
All right, Jim, thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-3733.
Sorry, the lizard Jew thing, I just...
You know, on a certain extent, I do agree with him. I mean, the dual citizenship with any other government, but, I mean, it's the government in general. It doesn't really matter, you know, so they're a dual citizen. It's like they're in this structure where they have this monopoly on violent force, does it really matter if they're also part of another gang?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very telling, actually, the fact that I don't blame anyone for wanting a dual citizenship, and of course, you're going to go for the one that's easiest to obtain. Right. So if you happen to be Jewish, you could apply for Aliyah and get an Israeli passport if you're an American citizen or whatever. And, you know, it's just telling that politicians want to do that, because if they really thought this country was so great, why would they even want to have...
It's like, I'm in the Bloods, the Crips, the Mafia, the Cosa Nostra,
I'm
Yakuza.
I'm protected no matter what.
You know, the whatever the other Latin gangs are. There's so many. MS-13, I'm in all of them.
Let's talk to Dana, listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Dana. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I wanted to comment about the gentleman who called about the theory on Chris Stevens. Believe me, I know friend of this current administration, and the last one botched things up too pretty good, but this one is just, this is unbelievable what we're seeing in our lifetime. That being said, I don't think this current government murdered Stevens, but I think they have blood on their hands. The reason why I don't think they did this deliberately, and again, no friend of Obama's over here, but or Hillary's or John Kerry's current one, Joe Biden, any of them. But from the research I was able to obtain, not tonight, but previously, when this first happened, was Christopher Stevens had really, really deep mutual respect and when I say loving relationships, loving in a caring sense with those people that would have been our opposition, not the ones that killed them, not the terrorists, but he had made very, very good inroads with a lot of these people that he was working with over there. And so being that that's the case, it would be silly for our government to send him over there just because he was gay, you know, and that they knew it, because He actually had very good relationships over there. He was doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
That's why people.
Dana, thank you for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate that. We're coming up on the, we're short on time here, but thank you for your thoughts, and maybe we'll talk about this more in just moments here on Free Talk Live Sunday Edition, 855-450-3733.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-608-9424.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And
And me, Jonathan.
And Brian.
Sorry. Anarchy night. We can't go in order.
I know.
I should have just let you go.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'll get it right from now on, believe me.
We're going to let the market decide.
That's right.
Wait, do you normally go number two when Mark is on?
Yeah, normally where you're sitting. See, that's the thing. Of course, if you go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Wait, you go number two when where Jonathan is sitting?
Hey. I don't wear underwear.
You can't confirm that statement on. Oh, and this is Free Talk Live, a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. By the way, Johnson, since you're here, this is a good way to good time to promote this. You can get archives of Free Talk Live going way back in time at archives.freetalklive.com. Now, MP3 archives are there posted individually for you to download going back to 2006, which is a lot of content. That's like thousands of hours worth of shows, all available for free at archives.freetalklive.com. But they also have the torrents of the first two seasons of Free Talk Live, which is back in 2002, was
it? Yep.
So Free Talk Live has been on the air, of course, for over a decade. And Johnson was pretty much there from the very beginning in Florida, where Ian and Mark started out there. Or it was Ian. Who was the very first crew? It was Mark, Ian. It was Manwich and Ian.
Yeah, Manwich.
Mark used to be Manwich.
Ian, Manwich, and then there was two people originally, Mike Nimala and Todd Steele.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. You know, in fact, if you become an amplifier, I think you get access to, like, special video and some special audio. And some of that video, I've seen Johnson with a ponytail.
Yes.
Oh, my.
An epic ponytail.
Yeah. I think Ian had a ponytail then, too, didn't he?
He did at one point. And not since radio days, but before then when he was like a metalhead.
Wow. Well, if you want to take that trip back in time, go to archives.freetalklive.com and prepare to be amused.
Yeah, we should warn people that it is not the same show. It's more like a hot talk, love liney kind of radio show, or like the Monsters. But I don't know how many people will even know if I mention the Monsters. There was like this show in Florida called Monsters of the Midday, I think, or Morning, or something like that. And they were. It's more of like that. Real morning, morning jock radio kind
the
of
quiet
stuff.
Storm of 98.7.
Yeah, no, not that. Okay. More like the animal. Like you're listening to Hey, like zany.
We're
bits
gonna get crazy
like
in here.
Yeah, I mean it's more like Hey, you know what? Tell us about your relationships and wasn't like the libertarian radio show. It was like it would go to libertarian stuff, but a lot of the show, like I'd say almost 50%, was. What's your favorite kind of hamburger? Because people would call in. It was Free Talk Live. People would actually call in. I mean, now it's like, hey, you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. No one actually does that. People call in to talk about libertarian and political issues for the most part.
Right.
The concept of the show is the same, but back then people would call in and be like, I want to talk about how bad people tip. people would actually call about all sorts of different topics, and it was a very different show.
Yeah. I've listened to a lot of those, and I actually really enjoyed that format. I mean, Free Talk Live has obviously grown and changed, but
that's just really interesting to discover, at least for me, and I know it's not necessarily intentional, but that Ian is actually quite funny. I find Ian to be very, very cleverly funny, and I don't think most people expect it, and so when you hear Ian just rattle off a joke, like, right off the bat, just right off the cuff. It's really entertaining.
He's witty.
Right. Okay, well, this is a show where you can call in about anything that has not changed, of course, and you can do so at 855-450-3733. And, Brian, did you have a message to bring us right now? Okay, well, let's go right to the phones and talk to David in North Dakota. Hey, David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I like the show. You're what you would say a break from conservative radio. But anyway, John Bolton, he's a dual citizen too. And on Benghazi.
Okay. And what is his position in the government? I try not to watch the news.
He's an ambassador to the UN.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Bush, when Bush was in office, and blah blah. But anyway, on the Benghazi thing. The ambassador was running guns. The same guns that killed him was the guns he used to give the rebels to kill Gaddafi. So why are we fretting over this?
So the claim is that Ambassador Stevens was running guns?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've never heard that.
How did he smuggle them in?
Through the so-called embassy.
Right.
And so,
who is he running the guns to? If
the rebels that killed Gaddafi, it was an overthrow they were trying to do, and they got they succeeded. And look at Libya now.
What's going on in Libya now?
It's a mess, just like everything we touch. And then another thing.
Yeah, Libya's been a mess since the 80s, no doubt.
Yeah. If Eric Holder.
So let me. I want to be clear on this. It was when Stevens was killed, he was killed not by the rebel group he was bringing the guns to, but by an opposing rebel group of that rebel group. Is that right?
It was the weapons he was bringing in, because Gaddafi, the militarized, damn near shrink his military because he didn't want people to overthrow him. And they basically had no weapons in their country. Ambassador so-called Stevens was the one that brought in the guns, and the same guns he brought in killed him. So I'm like, I don't care. If Eric Holder's guns that he ran to Mexico ends up killing him, why are we fretting over that? Stop trying to overthrow governments and leave them alone.
I agree with you. Leave him alone. I mean, however this all went down, and for whatever reasons it went down, I mean, it's more than Stevens that got killed, but like I mentioned, Sean Smith did as well. I mean, this is just shows when you go messing in areas that really you have no business. And really, the United States has no business doing anything over there. And a lot of honest politicians, I know that's an oxymoron, but they'll tell you that they have no business being there.
You see, I'm a guy, I totally sympathize with people that are seeking revenge for wrong that have been done to them. Most people don't like that. But if you mess with me, I'm coming for you, period. And if you go over to other people's country telling them how to live, and this has been going on since after World War II, the overthrow of Mossadegh and Iran, and then we expect the Iranians to love us? Come on.
It doesn't make sense, David. Thank you for your call tonight. 855-450-3733.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't blame, or I shouldn't say I don't blame. I understand where a lot of forces in the Middle East are actually on the defense, not on the attack. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, going after somebody and you know, seeking revenge and death is going to restitute anything, because it won't.
I hope more people can start preaching forgiveness, because, you know, otherwise we're going to be in perpetual war on this planet forever and ever.
Yeah. It's the lack of forgiveness.
And war is the health of the state.
Absolutely.
Let's maybe we can continue this in a minute, because I know Dana had said some stuff that we wanted to maybe respond to, but we do have some other people who want to weigh in. So let's talk to Andy. He's listening on Skype. Hi, Andy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening. How are y'all?
Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Are y'all familiar with John Green?
No, I'm not familiar with John Green, but hang on to that thought, because we're short on time, but there's more coming up here. So hold tight, and we will find out who John Green is in a moment, if we don't Google it first. But I'm sure Andy has something more interesting to say about him. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line. And there's more coming up here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
Me,
who's
Johnson.
Who's going to take it? That was status.
I'm right on
you
that.
Status.
I'm status because I just jump on it.
And, of course, Brian.
Yeah, and you can call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. Or Skype, LRN.FM. Although we did have, like, okay, this is totally the anarchy edition because we literally had, like, three people try to call in on Skype at the same time, and I could only, like... Putting calls on hold on Skype is, like, a little complicated, so I just ended up telling them, hey, call back. We're talking to Andy right now.
Yeah, do not ever expect Microsoft to multitask on anything.
Yeah.
Not effectively, anyway.
Hey, Satya Nadella.
I love that guy.
So I'm going to expect maybe that they might make some changes.
Yeah, Microsoft might really bring itself into the future very well. I was pleased with
Satya. They've been making some amazing changes. That's
I agree.
All I have to say about that.
I agree. And if you want to see some really amazing change, you can go to Chicago. That's right. Your kind of town, Chicago. No, that was an abstract to anybody. But
I got it.
Yeah. The North American Bitcoin Conference. This is going to be a big event, July 19th to the 20th. Going to be a lot of liberty-minded speakers there. I imagine there will be speakers of all types, but Kathy Reisenwitz will be there.
I don't know if Jeff Berwick's going to be there. They keep saying he's
going
to be there.
He
but
said he's not going. I don't know if he's going to be
there. Yeah, anyway, Trace Meyer.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Trace Meyer will be there with Armory Wallet. Of course, Armory's fantastic. Peter Smith, blockchain.info. But it's going to be a great time, great speakers. Actually, I think Will Pangman, who not a lot of people might not know his name, but he is a hell of a guy, and
yeah,
I think he's doing an intro to Bitcoin.
Yeah, he organizes the Milwaukee Bitcoin meetup. But
yeah.
Soon to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
First, the conference.
That's right. And so Charlie Lee from Litecoin will be there. He's the creator of Litecoin. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in the cryptocurrency space, you want to get to Chicago.
And if you can, you can drive there and put on sunglasses and make Blues Brothers references when you're about 106 miles away. So,
oh, you're cool. Yeah. You're cool at that point, no doubt about it. So check. Oh, Jeffrey Tucker's even going to be there too. I mean, he's
that's
always
enough reason
from Liberty.me. Yeah, he is a class act, just a lot of fun to listen to. So anyway, go check it out. The North American Bitcoin Conference. You can go to btcchicago.com and you can even get your tickets in Bitcoin. And that's July 19th to the 20th. Check it out.
All right. We go back to Skype, and we were talking with Andy. Andy, you barely had a chance to say one sentence before the music bed came up for the last break, so continue with what you were going to enlighten us about with anarchist view of history. And David Green, was it?
John Green.
John Green.
John Green. Yeah, John Green does these interesting history lessons on YouTube. They're just kind of fun little 15-minute history lessons, but I'd recommend a lot of people go and watch his new this one, which was he talked about an anarchist reinterpretation of civilization. And what he was talking about was the idea that people, he called them hill people, so these were people who lived on the fringes of, like, say, agricultural valleys, that the current interpretation is these were savages that needed to be civilized by the farming societies. But he put in that possible interpretation of the hill people is that they were actually running away from civilization, that they were trying to avoid things like wars or slavery or conscription or taxes or something like that.
I keep just thinking hobbits.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, actually, it would make sense because there is historical precedent for this. You have the Waldenses, the Waldensians, who were running away from the Catholic Church hundreds of years ago. They ran to the hills. This happens very often where when people are trying to get away from the powers that be, they run to the hills.
Yeah, and this even happened in the United States or in North America. If you think about all of those Scotch, Irish, and German immigrants that
Tennessee.
Got off the boat in 1750 and said, "We just got away from the king. You want me to pay whiskey taxes?" They all ran to Kentucky and North Carolina to live in Appalachia.
Sure, and you know, this is one of my favorite things to talk about, actually, is the one true anarchist, quote-unquote, country on planet Earth, and that is Zomia. Zomia is an area in South Asia.
I had never heard of it.
Yeah,
you mentioned.
Yeah. Right, and it's a hill area, you know, around the Himalayas and whichever. And look, these people, they can't get taxed. You know, the governments are trying to corral these people, but they're nomads and they live in the hills, and so it just makes everything so difficult. So again, I think that's very interesting. The idea that people in the hills weren't actually savages; they were the ones that were trying to get away from the actual savages, that being the civilized.
Yeah, the John Green video does go into quite a bit of detail about Zomia. So definitely check that out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, just a good recommendation for you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. And then did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
No,
something
I mean, I've got a bad lizard Jew infestation in my house.
Oh,
I'm trying to get rid of them. I'd appreciate it. But other than that, have a good night, guys.
Bacon.
Bacon. Spray Windex on them.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy, for the call.
So I'm feeling self-conscious. Did I get that totally wrong when you were talking about the Scotch-Irish coming in? I thought Kentuckian, but I also was thinking Tennessee. Isn't that the same? I mean,
I'm not sure.
Tennessee as well as Kentucky.
Where they were running away.
Yeah, running away into the mountains to grow weed and make, you know, whiskey.
Yeah, actually, yeah, right. That's how the Appalachia kind of got settled. Yeah, I think you're accurate
Isn't
about
the Appalachia,
that.
I mean, I thought the Appalachia also runs through the Tennessee area. But
yeah, I believe so. So, but it's
my geography is not great, so.
Sure, right. My American geography is terrible anyway.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really interesting case. And in fact, really, I recommend people contemplate, and you might not want to go too far with this, but contemplate how much civilization itself has allowed for so many of the atrocities that we have today, as compared to if you were a society that did not have agriculture or whichever. Could you be centralized and controlled? Especially, like, and I personally, I haven't seen the video. I want to see it.
Yeah.
But look into Zomia, and you'll see
how even today in a modern world, how even a country like China just can't conquer a certain people because of the way they live.
Yeah. You know, it really is like something that I've learned through learning about paleo diet or whatever is that, yeah, it's kind of true. Until there was agriculture, people were hunter and gatherers. There really was no way governments could say, hey, give me 10% of your stuff, because they didn't really have a lot of stuff that they stored up and saved up, really. But once there were grains, it was really easy to say, give me 10% of your rice, give me 50% of your rice. Or
right, and it's tough to tell a person what to do when they don't live there, when they're not, like, settled there.
Yeah, they're just
so it's interesting. It's wandering. A thought. It's a thought experiment.
Right. Okay, let's talk to Patrick on Skype. Hey, Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
I've got a question, and I've also got an idea for a Bitcoin-based business. I want to kind of hash it out.
Oh, cool.
Because I know he's the tech golden stallion, you know.
Jonathan's a tech guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan, yeah, definitely. So.
And Stephanie's great with Bitcoin, no doubt about it.
All right. Thank you. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my idea is, I know they've been shutting down China. The government in China has been shutting down VPNs for like the people who live in China.
Correct.
In the cities.
What if we had in the cities, not everywhere. But what if we had some kind of program to where you could loan out your computer's connection to the internet at night when you're not using it, and then just like you could like charge, you know, some micro bits, and someone could VPN through your computer.
That sounds a lot like MadeSafe and what they're going to do, right? Doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it's kind of similar. I like the idea. There's no reason that it can't exist outside of that, outside of MadeSafe.
Because I heard the Chinese government's like targeting like big time VPNs.
Hmm.
So if you're just like, you know, hosting one or two people a night, you know, how quickly you're going to get shut down? Probably not very fast. I don't know.
Here's the problem with that idea is that, and the reason why people might not want to do it is because they're going to be afraid of, if they're already afraid, you know, to use a particular VPN, which I know a lot of people are going to jump on board, but not everyone's going to want to throw themselves in front of the Chinese government. In other words, what if somebody does something on your connection while you're lending your connection out and it's traced back to your computer while you're VPNing your computer, and then suddenly you've got the Chinese government saying, like, oh, you know, this happened on your computer, and we're now breaking down your door to.
But what are they going to do about it all the way from China?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you're not talking about people loaning out their computers in China, like Chinese people.
Right. Like I live in the States. I can loan my computer's connection at night to a couple people
in China.
And I can.
Not if they can't get to you. Not if they can't get to you through the firewall. The whole point of
why wouldn't they? I mean, I know they block some VPNs and they block some sites, but why would they block my IP address
in particular? The whole point of the VPNs in China is to be able to actually get through the Great Firewall of China and actually reach out beside IPs, right?
Well,
how are they going
to? You know, I think this may need some further discussion.
Yeah,
Patrick,
yeah.
Hold the line if you would. I would like to talk more about this. I hope we could find some kind of a solution for people because being not able to connect to the internet is not cool. I will see if this will work. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. If you
business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
A success spell. Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And me, Johnson.
And Brian.
See, I hesitated that time.
I was about to say it, actually. So. Good hesitation.
It was a voluntary interaction between free individuals. Market mechanisms decided that that order of us introducing ourselves. And if you have anything that's on your mind, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything at 855-450-3733. Or on Skype at lrn.fm. And, of course, the phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN, our favorite VPN provider. And that was kind of what we were talking about with Patrick in the last segment. And, Patrick, I'm going to bring you back on here. You were basically saying that there was somebody who called in last week saying that he was having trouble getting on a VPN from China. I think he was in Beijing.
Yeah.
And had trouble getting on ProXPN.
Because this isn't an issue in Hong Kong or Macau. It is particularly mainland China that has this problem.
Yeah, and particularly in the cities of mainland China, as I understand it.
Right.
And China is actually targeting all VPNs. They can somehow detect whether you're on a VPN connection, and they're blocking it somehow. And that was what the person was experiencing, that every few minutes he would get disconnected. So you brought up the idea, Patrick, of basically having someone maybe in the U.S. or somewhere else in the world lease their bandwidth and their computing resources, I guess, to somebody maybe in China and be like a decentralized VPN, where instead of an individual in China connecting to a server, because that's how a VPN works. Like, you connect to a server, and then the server accesses websites, right? And your connection is encrypted between you and that server. And it looks like, to the website, it looks like you're coming from wherever the server is.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a relay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a relay. So there's a point in between you and wherever you're going on the web. So you basically suggested decentralizing this whole process and using Bitcoin as a payment mechanism, and I thought that was a cool idea. It actually sounded to me like this technology called MadeSafe. MadeSafe is basically wants to do for computing what Bitcoin did for money and decentralize it all, basically. And in MadeSafe, there's this idea of, you know, most people have a lot of unused computing resources that they're not using all the time, so like storage space, bandwidth, power, computational power. And so you could basically loan those to other people and kind of pool them so that other people could use those resources, and then they would pay with a token system so that there would be an incentive to lease your computing resources to other people.
Right. Now, I mean, Patrick, have we got that right so far?
Yeah, that all sounds right to me. And let me just say, I am a ProXBN user. I think it's a good service, but that's the only thing I was concerned about, because I didn't know exactly how it worked. Whether China like blocked certain IP addresses, or they said these IP addresses are okay. You know, it was like a
which way
they go.
Yeah, it's more they're blocking certain technologies. Okay, like they're blocking SSL. Like if you're using good old vanilla SSL, that's blocked. If you're using other technologies like OBFS, I mean the names aren't important. Bottom line is that there's certain transmission protocols that VPNs will use, and that like Tor also uses.
Oh, okay. So they can tell by the protocol.
Right, that it's going out. Now, there's ones people have developed, in fact, Tor particularly, they've made OBFS3 recently that apparently, as far as I know it right now, still works very well in China. But this is the thing, and this is where I think Patrick's idea is great, because actually Tor is where, if you become a Tor relay, okay, which is what he's talking about, where someone else could give up their bandwidth, okay? If you can become a Tor relay and you give up that space, you need to somehow incentivize people, though, to be Tor relays today. And someone has talked about a Tor coin, which is like Bitcoin, and very similar to the MadeSafe idea where you are incentivizing within the network. But the thing is, the reason you have to incentivize is not just because you need to give the person that's running the relay to say, oh, yeah, I'll be nice and run a Tor relay. You need to incentivize because Tor doesn't have enough money to get a lot of these newer technologies like OBFS3.
Well, Pirate Bay has provided that incentive, I think, or is providing that with these people like what's going on in China, because the Pirate Bay has released the Pirate Browser,
right,
which is, you know, a customized version of Firefox that comes with Vidalia, which is a particular client for Tor that allows people to access these block sites by, you know, becoming a relay, essentially.
Right, but the thing with Tor is that most of the funding they get goes to research and not to implementation, and that's a problem. So if you could use microtransactions with Bitcoin or whatever, like Patrick suggested, or any token, then you can start getting that funding for deployment instead of just research. So I think it's a good idea. Definitely, like Johnson mentioned, it does have its issues right now. But I think if you put the incentivization system, like Patrick mentioned, and if you based yourself in strategic areas like Macau.
Yeah, that's what I was saying during the break. Like my thought was, like, I was picturing someone in the U.S., for instance, connecting to a server or a node in Macau, and then the person in China would also be able to connect to the node in Macau, because I don't think Macau is blocked from China. Like,
right. They are hands-off with Macau and Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like philosophy there, that you don't touch them.
Yeah, so put some kind of node or a network of nodes in Hong Kong or Macau, and then let people contribute bandwidth via those nodes that they're not using. And that would actually work out perfectly, because it's 12 hours difference. So like when most people are sleeping in America, that would be when a lot of people are actively using the internet in China.
That's what my idea, like, kind of like clicked in my head. I was like, oh, that'd be perfect. Because like at night, you know, I might be downloading something, but for the most part, it's just not being used at all, you know?
Right.
So if I can make like a dollar and lease my connection out for 12 hours, you know, that's cheaper than a lot of services that you can buy right now, or whatever, or 50 cents, or, you know, who knows what the price would be. So
yeah, exactly. And with Bitcoin, because the transaction fees are so low, it would be really easy to implement those small payments for, like, you know, short amounts of time, so that no longer would you be having to pay, you know, like, have you ever gone to a hotel and they literally want like $15 a day to get on the internet? I mean, those days are just, they should be gone. There's no reason for someone to be charging that much for internet access, especially when it can be crowdsourced and decentralized to the point where you're describing, Patrick. Was there anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, that was that, and I appreciate the input, because, like, I'm pretty good at computers, but, like, you got this, all that stuff with, like, SSL is beyond me, so I didn't know if it was a hardware limitation or whatever, but my question is how do I find my hyper-intelligent Stephanie Murphy in my life?
That is a reference to Brian's podcast, which is called Sovryn Tech, SOVRYN Tech.com.
That's right.
If you want to hear it. And he, I am Brian's girlfriend, of course, for those who don't know. And if you listen to your podcast, you have a nickname for me. You call me the lovely and hyper-intelligent Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
That's right. For the record, I can't really give you an answer to this, Patrick, because she asked me out. So I
like, where'd you guys meet? You guys, like...
We met through the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
And through me having a podcast, actually, that Brian listened to. That was kind of how he knew me. So I really think if you put yourself out there on the internet, it is a good way to meet people. And if you do things that you enjoy anyway, it's a good way to meet people. But if all else fails, take a yoga class. Seriously.
Oh, yes.
If you like women, are you straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take a yoga class. Take a dance class. Like, the ratio is so skewed in your favor, it's not even funny. And you'll learn some useful things that you might enjoy.
I like doing yoga.
I don't know. I mean, Johnson, do you have any tips?
Putting yourself out there in general, I think, is probably a good idea. Doing as many things that you can do that are you
exactly
as possible. You know, right. Just be interesting. And by being interesting, I mean do things that you find interesting and do them all the time. And, you know, obviously you want to preferably do things that are group activities, but find some kind of group activity and do that, and it'll probably just fall into place.
Yeah, I agree with Johnson wholeheartedly. I've always said, like, even the dating scene, I don't get. Just do what you're doing. Go to the places you're going to go because of your passions. And, you know, when someone shows up... You know, when a woman shows up or whatever, then...
Talk to her.
Yeah, talk to her. I mean, you're going to end up talking to her anyway. Because, I mean, going to a bar, I think, in my opinion, is a recipe for finding somebody.
I do get the dating scene. So what I would suggest is, if you're going to do the dating scene, right? Like, there are probably tons of guys out there listening that are, you know, doing the online dating thing or whatnot. Fine, do the online dating thing. But don't expect that you're necessarily going to meet someone just by happen chance, you know, or happenstance through online dating, and that somebody's going to contact you, you're going to contact them, and it's just going to click and work. If you're doing interesting things, then you have something to invite someone to, maybe from the online dating world.
Good point.
And you're just pulling them into your existence. You know, have an existence, have a life of your own, and then bring someone into it.
Awesome.
Well,
I think that's solid.
Just a disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of a relationship right now. I've been to, like, this single for like 3 years.
Mm.
And if actually, you know, I've gotten more principled, you know, and I've talked to her about, you know, raising children non-aggressively, and things haven't worked out very well with that. Like, she's, you know, for spanking and stuff. So I was like, you know, this is not going to work out. So we're splitting up.
Yeah.
And just trying to find that peaceful Liberty girl.
Yeah, well, good for you. I mean, I think that's really admirable to stick to your principles and
absolutely
know when it's not going to work out, and I'm sure it'll be better in the long run. So,
Liberty Forum coming up.
Good luck, Patrick. And yeah, maybe we'll see you up here in New Hampshire. There are lots of women coming to Liberty Forum and Porkfest. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right, bye, guys.
And this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number, or LRN.FM on Skype. More coming up.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent
Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.